Okay, I also want to welcome all of those listening to us on ACB Radio. Yay! Okay, be careful what you wish for. Do you know how often I have sat where you're sitting and said, "What a boring presidential speech. Why don't they get on with it? Why do they have to thank everybody?" So here I am getting ready to thank a bunch of folks. I now understand why it's so necessary. And I want to begin, of course, by thanking our sponsors. Yay, our sponsors. Our gold sponsors are Sprint and Wells Fargo. Our silver sponsors are Rosenbeam, Galvin, and Grunfeld, LLP. They help us with a lot of our lawsuits. Vanda Pharmaceuticals is back this year. And we have, yay, and we have bronze sponsors. We have Goldstein, Bordine, Dardarian, and Ho. I think you recognize one of those names, as well as Laney Feingold. And we also have Humanware and Togo's, who are providing all the lunches for the young folks coming in for this mini conference tomorrow. Yes. I would like to thank our convention planning committee under the able leadership of Jeff Tom. He's done many, many convention assignments, but this was his first year chairing the convention committee. Yes, let's hear it for that committee. Some troublemakers. Got to keep kin in line. We want to thank our streaming team. And that's Gabe and Andrea and John and Steve Aminoff. And I'm probably forgetting somebody. But what? Ken, yeah. So thanks to the streamers. And to our amazing volunteers. And you know, generally we have wonderful experiences wherever we go, but I'm finding this hotel staff just amazingly nice. I use my executive committee maybe more than other presidents. I have not done so lately, but I will in the future. And I want to thank all six of us, five besides me. I want to thank Gabe particularly, doesn't Gabe do a nice job of putting out that connection? Week in, week out, year in, year out, Gabe is up late on Thursday night getting that connection ready to go. And what would we do without our money man, Peter, who is running all over the place here, managing the exhibits, the Abby Schumann exhibit room. And we want you all to visit the Abby Schumann Memorial exhibit room. The board passed a resolution that for the next 5 years, that will be the name that our exhibit room bears. I also want to thank particularly our this board who isn't going to work hard. We're going to step up the level of participation from our board members. They already, some of them do a great deal, but everybody on this board is going to get their elbows, sleeves rolled up, and pitch in. And of course, our amazing committees. We have so many wonderful committees, since I've been ex officio member serving on most of them for this past 9 months, I have been even more astonished at what works our committees do. Let's give our committees a big hand. And they gave their report last night, but I can't not thank again Donna Pomerantz and Debbie Cordero for their amazing work on the Mutt Strut. especially these last few years. This year, we had more profit, $16,000, than we ever have before. And I want to tell you about the top three people who raise money, not to, you know, to single them out, but to show you what just ordinary members can do. 35 people raised money, but Louis Herrera and Hugo brought in $2,500. And we have to... Louis and Hugo kind of snuck out of, you know, at the end he got an amazing matching sponsorships from his place of employment. I was all set to buy Carly's tiara, but we came in second, and we raised a little over $2,000. And Denise Sevilla raised about $1,500. She was the top dog. Her dog Flower was the top dog last year. So you see what the top three were able to do, and that we're just ordinary people. So we're going to change our fundraising tactic. We won't be doing a mud strut again, but we will be doing different kinds of fundraising efforts. I also want to thank Jennifer Caldera, our amazing office assistant, and Paul Shane. I learn and grow every day being with Paul. And you'll be hearing from Paul throughout the convention, as we heard him at the board meeting last night, at the fundraising committee yesterday afternoon, and at the leadership dinner tonight. Remember, that's in Trillium C. There is no such place as Fitzgerald's. And we will be hearing Paul's report to the convention tomorrow afternoon. And last but not least, I want to thank the chair of our advocacy committee, my sweetie, Steve Mendelson, without whom I really couldn't do this job, and to whom I will have been married 25 years on Monday. Okay, my presidency began quietly enough. I was delegate to ACB in Minneapolis, and that was really nice. But I got to tell you, the last 9 months have been a real roller coaster. You know, and because of extraordinary challenges that we face, my presidency will forever be linked to the implications and consequences of hiring our CEO, Paul Shane. To understand our accomplishments, we have to think about our challenges. First and the most imperative challenge is our precarious financial situation. And that is the first thing we have to remedy. And so most of the accomplishments I'm going to mention are along the lines of what we've been doing and what we hope to do. We've had a number of consequences so far. Perhaps the most important of all is the case for support. And we need to think of a case for support as why anybody should support us. We didn't have such a document. You know, we would ask, oh, well, gosh, when did we pass the White Cane Law? And what did we, what bills did we sponsor a few years ago? So we definitely have had quite a time pulling together statistics and stories and data that would help us create this case for support. This will be an evolving document over time. You will be able to get a copy if you'd like one. We're going to get our Braille. We do have our Braille printer. It's got a glitch at the moment, but we'll get it up. And we only got it like a week ago, and we just couldn't get it working quite in time for the convention. But we'll be presenting people now much more opportunity to get stuff in Braille. Yay. We did a fundraiser at Tommy T's, and anybody at the board meeting last night has already heard this. And we may never do this kind of thing again. But the point is, we're launching a lot of different activities, and we'll tinker and we'll evolve and we'll grow in our fundraising efforts. More efforts at Easy Money have been our fundraiser, say, last night, Wednesday night at BJ's. So many came down. We're so happy you came. And the restaurant was terrific. They had the... they had the flyers sitting at the front counter, and Steve's cousin, who's a fundraiser, went to the back, and she said, bring out those old flyers that you've already used and put them back out front so people can grab. I think that's hilarious. Like our Amazon Smile effort, please, we're going to promote this even more, but we need you to sign up with what's called Amazon Smile. We've put links in the connection, and you know, we'll put them on the president's list again and stuff. And if you sign up for that, 0.5% of everything you, or most things you buy, we get a half of that, a percent of that. Doesn't seem like a lot of money, but if you know, if we can get thousands of people, your friends, your communities, to sign up with a smile, it's just a click. And if they decide after a year they want to change to a different charity, we hope they won't, but they can. We're involved. Paul reported last night that our grant writer has just submitted an operations grant, and that's what we desperately need. We need operations funding. And so we've submitted that grant. We made the first cut on a grant for educating people about financial matters. There were going to be only 30 positions in the whole country, and we made the first cut. We haven't heard anything since. But it just shows you what we're doing. And a lot of these grants are so we can have a track record. You know, once you've got one or two, it's like anything else. So many people will give you a grant if you've already got one. Paul is working on a VISTA grant to use VISTA volunteers to help some of our communities bring along some issues and help college students and help some of our people in the middle age category. We also have partnerships like the one that we talked about last night with Patrick Netter. We haven't got an official partnership with him and his Move product. We do have a partnership with I'm blanking. The one that was just here. Ira. Yes. And go and look at that device. But tell them they've got to get some cheaper plans so that we more of us can take advantage of it. We've had, good. Thank you. We've had some failures, but we've had a lot of successes. We're systemizing and modernizing our management structure. Now, how does that sound for something to put people asleep? We want the organization that always kind of went by the seat of its pants before. We want to have more formal things like what gift acceptance policies we might have, for instance. We're moving toward implementing strategies for that have huge implications in terms of our finances, our accounting systems, because really our organization has been run more like a family than a 21st century modern nonprofit. Now, I want to come back to talk about this case for support. The case for support showed that we desperately need statistics, and we need your help in getting those. We estimated the volunteer hours for, wait, just hold your hats, volunteer hours for 2016, something like 144,000 volunteer hours, which at $23 an hour comes to $952,000, nearly $1 million. So we really are asking, we know it's a pain to keep track of all these report forms. And I mean, you're attending this convention, so when you go home, you figure out, tell your chapters how much time you spent here. You can count that. We need to help get better reporting by all of us, and that includes your president. I've not been as good as I can be at keeping track of the officers' volunteer time and so forth. Other accomplishments, we are moving toward a new website. We've hired Earlene Hughes as our design person to help us move to the Drupal system. Finally, after several years, just think of it, in a few months, we'll be able to do online fundraising. You'll be able to fill out your registration packets. You'll be able to fill out the scholarship applications. And we'll be able to put documents up behind a wall so that only members can see them, like our minutes. Finally, as soon as our wonderful secretary, and doesn't she do a good job? Let's hear it for artists. We want to get those things up so that our members can have that information, all the while not leaving behind our non-computer using people. Those are important parts of our community. As I say, we're also working on accounting and financial systems to make our record keeping more transparent. I mean, we aren't always going to have Peter to do all the amazing things that Peter does. And so while we do have Peter as our treasurer, we need to get some other systems in place. Our advocacy efforts, we're working on legislation this year. We have no bills this year, but we're opposing opposing some and supporting others. And that's under Jeff's able leadership. I don't know what we'd do without Jeff at the legislature for us. And Margie Donovan, who worked so hard last year for our guide dog bills. Amazing. We have some ongoing legal efforts. We're very close to a settlement with the AMC theaters so that when you go to the movies, you'll actually be able to get the right audio on your earphones, and they'll actually know how to tell you how to use them, and they will have been tested. So that's good news. We're working with Airbnb. They are so cooperative and want to get their access for our service animals. They want to get it right. And we'll be hearing from Kara Jansen tomorrow for a few minutes. They are one of our silver sponsors, and so she'll be talking with us about that case. We have a couple of voting cases in Alameda County, one in San Mateo, and I want to particularly thank Noel Runyon. I don't know what we would do without Noel. We have a resolution coming up about modernizing our Constitution to meet our administrative and legal needs of today while retaining the values of our history. And the scholarships are underway. Christy made an announcement last night. They're due by the 15th of May. Please tell everybody you know that the scholarship applications are up. We have streamlined some of the events at the convention, some not so successfully as others. But I think we have the largest attendance that we've had in a long time. And this is very exciting this year. Be sure to visit the Abby Schumann exhibit room to see what our vendors have got for you. In the area of outreach and communication, we have our monthly president's calls, and I know it's not easy to make that commitment, but as we move into the next year, as we move forward, it'll become so automatic that we'll never remember we didn't have monthly president's calls. It's hard to get used to at first. There are my monthly MP3 file messages that I hope are being played at some of the chapters. And both Paul and I hold office hours from time to time so members can call us. More accomplishments. And these are not monetary, but we cleaned up the office of decades of files, and I swear Paul said we had thousands of old Mutstra t-shirts. But the office needed cleaning out and dusting out, and somebody found a half a bottle of bourbon in some file cabinet. We're also speaking of the office, we are looking to move at the beginning of November, and we're in the process of looking at spaces for the offices. And you, if you were at the board meeting, you heard an update about that. We also updated our computers and the chairs. Our poor staff didn't have decent chairs to sit on. As I say, we have a new Braille printer. And I would be remiss, though, if I didn't say we've made a lot of mistakes and had a number of missteps. This convention pre-registration got a bit ragged. We know calls are not returned or acknowledged in a timely way. We are going to have board members assigned to work with a certain number of chapters. Each board member will have chapters to work with. And if you're in that board member's catchment area, you have any trouble getting through to the office and your call isn't returned in a day or so, you need to let us know. We need to get feedback on what isn't working. We are working hard on all these, improving the things that we've made so many mistakes, and we have made a lot. But, you know, when you got, as I've said, 1,000 plates in the air, 100 are bound to break, you know. But with your patience, it will get better. The danger, though, of having a CEO is the tendency to let the office do it. You know, let them take advantage of the office. But you know what? Grassroots? Where are grassroots? They're at the bottom of the grass. And that means us. As the oldest grassroots advocacy organization representing the blind themselves, we have a responsibility as we move into year 83 to improve the lives of our members, of all the blind of California, like the woman who called me last week and told me a neighbor of hers was telling her she shouldn't be on the sidewalk. She was going to get herself killed. These things are still happening. We are one of the largest and strongest ACB affiliates. We must show the way, be a model of how to lead into the future. As we move forward, hey, I stop for applause. As we move forward, as we do what Paul calls the mission money dance, we must never forget, while chasing the money, our mission. While I sit in this chair, I pledge, though we will be doing everything we can to raise money, we will never forget our mission to improve the lives of all blind or visually impaired Californians. Thank you. Carly liked it too. Okay, I lost my place. Just a second.